About eating, and eating Jewishly, I guess would be the way I would phrase it. And we're going to speak, of course, for the first couple of weeks at least, about Reb Tzadok and what he says about eating. And we're going to speak about, specifically tonight, the concept, I would say, perhaps mystically, of food and meals in Yadus, in Machshava. And Reb Tzadok begins by quoting a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Beis. If you take a look here on the page one on the left-hand side, where you have the big aleph, Hapishus me'achila nikra kedusha. Separating oneself from eating is called kedusha. K'mo shekosov, like it says, Parakamba de Tainis, in the first parak of Tainis, Hayoshi betainis, somebody who sits and fasts, nikra kedusha, is called holy. Va'amun, Chazal said, Viskadashtem, you should make yourselves holy. Mayim Rishonim, that refers to the waters, which one? Washes al netilas yadayim, vayisim kedoshim, and you will be holy. Mayim achronim, that is the waters one washes after one has finished to eat before benching. Ki ani Hashem Elokei, ki ani Elokeichem, because I'm your God. Zeh shemen. This refers to the oil. In the old days, they had a custom that after mayim achronim, they would bring some sweet smelling oil, which they would use to make their hands smooth and smell good before benching. Perush. What it means to say is Mayim Rishonim is Rechitas HaYadayim. Mayim Rishonim alludes to washing the hands, Shem Klei HaMaisa, which are the tools or the implements with which we do our deeds. Shebechol Mokam HaMaisa Miuchas HaYadayim. Wherever we speak about Maisa, we speak about Maisa HaYadayim, the deeds or the activities which are wrought by the hands. Yumen Nuki Mechol Lichuch. It's important that we clean our hands, the work of our hands, from any dirt, vigil, or anything reprehensive, shel taiva chitzonis, which has to do with external lust, bilti v'rach l'Hashem levado. We should rather be completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'hachios gufo, to sustain our bodies when we come now to eat and to do anything else which has to do with our senses, l'rotzon Hashem, for fulfilling God's will. What does that have to do with water? In other words, that's the symbolism of cleaning one's hands. Cleaning one's hands means that one's deeds, with one's senses, especially one's handiwork, should be for the sake of heaven. Why through water? This is through washing with water. Mehadas. The water represents knowledge. Shuat Torah, which is Torah, Kamosha Kosov, like it says, Barasi Torah Tavlin, that the Torah is the spice which alleviates the problem of the Yetzer Hara. Shalom Olam Yetzer Hara. What is the Yetzer Hara which Chazal speak about when they say the Torah rectifies, is the spice which spices the Yetzer Hara and makes it suitable and palatable for an individual? That's why about taiva, the lust in a person's heart. Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam, like it says, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ramin Urav. The first place where the Torah uses the language of Yetzer is, of course, in connection with Kain. Is in the end of the Sefer Bereishis in connection with the Dor HaMabul. The generation just before the Mabul, it says that Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ramin Urav. The lust or the drive of an individual from his youth is to do bad. Now what's that talking about here? What, of course, was Zavera, which is mentioned there at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Zavera there is Zavera of Arayos, that people were pursuing women which were forbidden unto them. So therefore, we're talking about Taiva. The Taiva Miuchesis B'chol Mokom L'Lev. Taiva is always connected to the heart. Kamosha Kasuv, like it's Chazal, tell us, Lev Chomet, it's the heart which desires. Umikomakom, nonetheless, Amruzal, Chazal said, Umalek Hashbarchu Ozro. Even though a person has to work in cleansing oneself, if not for the fact that God assists the person, the Gemara goes on to say, Eno Yochol, a person will not be able to overcome their Yetzahara. Shiraka Ascholahu Me'odom, only the beginning can be from mankind. Kamosha Kasuv, like it says, peacefully Pesach, if you open up for me an opening the size of the eye of a needle, then ani eftach lochem pesach kepiskol shel ulam, I'll open to you a very broad opening. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizes that the Yetzer Hara is a very powerful thing and very difficult to overcome. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, all you have to do is start. You make the first effort. After you've made the first effort, I will continue and assist you and help you in overcoming and completing the rest of the task. So, what we say is, that this is like the request of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehi Ratzon Shetisra Shechina Maaseh Yedeichem, when the Mishkan was completed, Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha was, may God rest his divine presence in your handiwork. Shetashlum Shleima Samaiseh, because ultimately the completion of every deed, which is Dashrosa Shechina, the divine presence in that deed or in that activity, can only come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Baruch Otro, God helps it. V'zeu v'yisem kedoshim mayim rachonim. So mayim rishonim is the way we begin. In other words, we start by requesting the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have mayim achronim, she'achar achilu, which comes after the eating. In other words, once we request it from God, this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, which is the mayim, and of course through our mitzvahs, as we'll see in a moment, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he assists us if we successfully begun to eat and to follow our, to use our sensual and bodily functions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with the Mayim Rachonim, which, so to speak, he pours upon us. She'achar achila rocheitz yadav, that after eating, a person can wash his hands with the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'gam hei menukim machma mishum tinoves olam hazeh. That at that point, since he safeguarded himself, and not because in his eating, and done it l'shem shamayim, so whatever negative effects that might have had tangentially, so the very fact you're eating good food could put some sense of luxury into you or some sense of self-indulgence. So then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and, so to speak, watches off whatever possible tumor would have been, which is considered to be the mayim achronim, the tinofes, that imprint which is left by olam hazeh. Kederach she'amru b'razal b'yuma, like Chazal said himself yuma, al iskadashtem v'chule, says about this pasuk, iskadashtem, iskadashtem, kedoshim, you should sanctify yourselves and will be holy. If a person sacrifices himself here below, they sanctify him from in high, on high, in return, ayin shav. Like we said, that we start and God finishes. That's a term which is used by Mayim Rishonim. It says, Mayim Rishonim, Metilas Yadayim, is a mitzvah. Mayim Achronim, the last waters, are chova, are mandatory. Why in halacha is that they're different, by the way? Why is halacha's mayim achronim called a chova? Because the Gemara says that the reason why they used to wash mayim achronim is because there was this sodomite salt which caused people to go blind if they would put it in their eye. So therefore, it was mandatory, even more so than a mitzvah, to wash mayim achronim. But says Reb Tzadik, besides the simple halachic pshat, which is that mayim achronim is just a mitzvah because it's just a spiritual necessity, whereas mayim achronim is a chova because it's mandated by reasons of health and well-being. So it says Reb Tzadik, besides that, it means l'chein mayim rishonim mitzvah. What does it mean, mayim rishonim, the netilas yadayim is a mitzvah? She mitzvahs heim sigul la'adam. Mitzvahs are that which uplift and inculcate kedusha within a person. Literally, they make them make him misugal, they make him suitable. Sha'idei zehu v'iskadashtem. Through that, a person uplifts oneself. L'chein mevarech asher kishan mitzvah. And that's why we always make a bracha, Asher Kirshanu B'mitzvosa V'tzivonu. Why? Because what makes us kadosh? The mitzvos. All the mitzvos were given to us in order to give us kedusha. Umayim achronim chova. What does it mean that the last waters are required? It's not a requirement of us on this level of interpretation, but rather it's required of God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekadosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must now be Mekadosh Amisol. In other words, once we fulfilled our part of the deal, which is the mitzvos, God owes us the kedusha which he has to then impart to us. It's like a loan or a lien which we have on God from which he cannot shake himself free. The shemen arom is l'chavma, what's the oil which they used to have afterwards in the old days? That alludes to wisdom. What kind of wisdom? She ayidia v'akora abura, the clear and the clear knowledge and understanding, shani elokeichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Lord. Zeba, this comes achar achila haguna, after proper eating, karoi, as is suitable, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of heaven, k'dei l'achios nafsh, in order to keep his life, his soul alive. Oz mosif mosef so chokmas v'da'as Hashem acharka. Then the eating itself will give him wisdom and knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we'll learn in Reb Tzadok later, where he deals in this, not tonight, where he deals with this point in greater detail, is that really all food was created before the Chet of Adam Rishon with the inherent quality of adding to a person's cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, before the Chet of Adam Rishon, the spiritual realm and the physical realm were not as dramatically separate as they are today. Today, if you eat something,
it's almost completely fortification of your physical well-being, and slightly it's a fortification of your spiritual well-being, simply by virtue of the fact that your neshama can function if you're not eating properly. But in the days before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, then the food itself nourished the spirituality of mankind. And the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra was just one example of that. That was one of the foods which would nourish, in that case, the knowledge of evil and good of an individual. But all food was meant for that purpose. So if a person, even Bizman HaZeh, says Reb Tzadok, eats food for the right purpose, which is L'shem Shamayim, to keep himself alive and sustain himself properly, then even in our day and age, the food which he eats can strengthen the spirituality of an individual. Mash'enkin achilagasa. But this is as opposed to eating, which is coarse, and I'm not sure exactly how to translate achilagasa into English.
Piggish
is a good word, that's right. Gluttonous eating, very good. So gluttonous eating, kibahema, like an animal, mitamtemes haleva moch, it dulls the heart and the mind. In other words, that's the point. Now that the physical and spiritual are separate, if you eat food with the intent to make yourself a more physical, coarse individual, a grubber person, then that's what the food will do to you. Okay, and that's what you see. The difference between when a guy eats and when a Jew eats. I mean, some Jews are like goyim. But when a guy eats, you see that it's a coarseness, a grub kite. When a Jew eats, l'shem shamayim, then there's a completely different impact which the food has on an individual. And this is mystical. It's not just something which is a coincidence or a chance or has to do with the nature of a Jew, but rather it's a mystical thing. Food can also give spiritual strength. That's what all of our mitzvahs of achila are about. The mitzvah tinan Shabbos, the mitzvah tinan Yom Tov, all the sudos mitzvah, all the different types of mitzvahs which we fulfill with food are in order to impart to us spirituality through the food. Yeah.
We have a mitzvah in our house that I'm not following the man and the women. When we invite company, they say the women don't do it.
This is really a Tuesday night class. Tuesday night question, and we will get to this question when we talk about Birkas HaMazon.
Okay?
No, not next Tuesday. Two Tuesdays. Three Tuesdays, I think. Okay. In the meantime, you'll have to suffer patiently. What?
Wash your hands
with the question. Wash my hands with the question, right.
So this is the meaning of what the expression in English, you are what you eat.
Well, not exactly. You are how you eat it. In other words, the attitude which you have towards food makes the food have that kind of impact upon you. Okay? And he's going to speak about that in much greater detail. Like it says, there was a certain Tana was asked a question, Moro was asked a question, and he said, didn't answer the question. So later on, they asked him why he didn't need to answer the question. So he said, I didn't have my steak yet today. Why? Because for an individual who is eating L'shem Shamayim, in fact, the steak and the wine makes him think better. It's possible that a person will eat things which are luxuries of Olam Hazeh, L'shem Shamayim, for the purpose of having that expanded sense of satisfaction and fullness and happiness, which will lead a person to think better and acquire a deeper insight into Torah itself. Says Reb Tzadok, Tavas Achila, however, it's not just now going back to the other direction, the lust after food, the Tavas HaMashgel, and the lust after Arayos, our sisters. Of course, Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, why does it say Kedoshim to you? What's the Kedush involved here? Havu Purushim in Arayos. Separate yourself from forbidden sexual relations. Why? Because, according to Rashi there, anytime you find Kedusha, Kedusha and Erva are linked. In other words, the converse of Kedusha is Erva, and the converse of Erva is Kedusha. And if one eats and drinks too much, that brings one to znus. Like it says, if a person fills his stomach, now I'm not sure, this is not exactly the way Rashi translates the phrase there in Brachos, but it seems that this is what the phrase means. If a person fills his stomach, then he goes off and does reprehensible acts of znus. Ubisota, and in Sota we see this more explicitly, Harbiyaino, so we always say to a woman, were you mizane because you had a lot to drink? Because wine, of course, brings much more directly to this. Ubiperatilas Ashachar, and Brachos, it says that one of the, I forget who it was, who warns us, Lo tirve velo techta, do not drink too much and you won't sin. Ubikidushin, it says, the Avid ha achil ha, he who does the things which have to do with Arias, eats this kind of food. Kiakol echo, because eating and food are the same continuum of lust. And the arayos is also described, is given euphemism in Tanakh as eating. Like it says that Yosef was given access to the entire house of Potiphar, except for the bread which Potiphar ate, which we know is a euphemism for his wife. Akhla, it says in Mishlei, concerning an act of znus, that is described as eating and wiping one's mouth. So we see there again the same euphemism. And Chazal and Ksubas also have the same euphemism. Ocheletim alo Shabbos, a husband and wife must eat together every Friday night. It's a euphemism for relations. Barmina Beresh Soita, and it says at the beginning of Masechta Soita, Haroes Sit Asota, because some of you see Asota at the time of her degradation in the Beis HaMikdash, Yazir Bechule, you should curtail his relationship, refrain from wine. Ritzono Lomar means to say, Shekshayira Kilkul Taivazu, when this person sees the ruination which is brought about by the Taiva of the Arayas, of forbidden relationships, so then, Yasim Levi should pay attention, Lizbone and Gankin, to explore also Kilkul Ashnia. And the second ruination, Re'uso, which is his friend, in other words, Ligdor Atzmo, to fence himself and bound himself off Mimena from Arayos and from food as well. The Yazir Bechule, he should become an Yazir. The Ne'amar, and it says, Vayimchu Sayelet Bezono Vayalda Machru B'Yayin, says that when they needed to sustain themselves, the Jews, when they went astray, sold their children to be for prostitution, wages of prostitution, and their daughters for wine. Because they needed both things together at the same time, because these two things are connected. And it says later at the end of Gittin, Medamas Vu Bikara, it draws an analogy between a man who finds a fly in his soup where he has a claim against his wife for not having cooked properly, to a claim against his wife for having been mizanah. So the comparison there is obviously made in a halachic sense, has nothing to do with what we're talking about this evening, but Reb Sadek says it's not a coincidence that the two things are made similar, are drawn as analogy to each other, because arayos and eating are on the same continuum, the same lust controls both aspects. The tikkun taivas achila kodemes ala adam, and the rectification of one's lust for food is first by an individual. She akala, it's much easier to rectify one's lust for food than one's lust for arayos. Gamkin says that's a little bit easier than arayos. We manage emotion of tikkun taiva. Ashniya. And from there, once a person starts rectifying his food, then a person goes on to the next time and rectify the arayas. L'cheinik dimu chazal, therefore chazal put first in the order, mesechta nazir l'mesechta sota. Why is mesechta nazir coming for mesechta sota? Because nazir deals with refraining from food. And sota, which is harder, comes and deals with refraining from forbidden relations. Afalpi, even though shemitzad hashleimus, that when we're talking about the perfection of individual, the perfection in matters of arayas, it makes a person higher. Because we see that arayas is obviously more important. Because the punishment for arayas is far more severe than any punishment you can possibly get for eating something incorrect, improperly. So just like the punishments are so terrible, on the flip side, it must be that if one rectifies oneself in that taiva of arayas, it also is much greater. Lakach, therefore, b'tera kama parshas sota parshas nazir. Excuse me. In the Torah, parshas sota comes before parshas nazir, kefi amayla, in other words, in the mesechtes and shas, which comes first, nazir, then sota, to tell us what the order of avodas Hashem is. First, to curtail one's relationship with food, and then to curtail one's forbidden licentious relations. In the Chumash, it's the exact opposite order. First comes curtailing one's forbidden relations, and then comes curtailing food. Why? Because in the Chumash, they're ranked in order of which is a higher madrega. So the higher madrega is somebody who curtails himself from the type of stuff mentioned in the Parsha of Sota. So that's mentioned first in the Chumash, whereas Nazir is the lower madrega. Therefore, the Torah Parsha of Sota comes before Parsha of Nazir based on the relative levels. The Chachamim Hotzul HaSeder, Chachamim and Shas change around the order. Gefi Seder Enoshi, based on what the human order is, Bagil Gil Lamaila, in a way of in an individual attaining a higher Madrega. Vizel Inyan HaMachlokas the Brachos. And if you think about it, says the Psotic, this is the Pshat of HaMachlokas and Brachos Minayoda. It's talking there about the Isha Shunamis, who used to play host to Elisha when he used to come to visit her. And this Isha Shunamis, it says that She saw that he was a holy person. So the Gemara says, how did she see that he was a holy person? So there are two opinions there. One is that she saw his holy person because a fly never landed on his plate. And the other is that she saw his holy person because when she changed his sheets, we saw that he never had any emissions of any sort. So what we see from this is, she saw Perush Ish Kodesh, the Ratzon Lomar, Mugder Mitaylus. An Ish Kodesh is somebody who is who cuts himself off or curtails his lusts and drives. Kanal, like we explained before. So therefore, Chaz Omar once said, Lo Rosso Zvuv, that she didn't send any fly around his food. Ratzon Lomar, Tikkun Taiva Zachila, that was rectified in matters of eating. Kanal, like we said before, the Medam Zvuv Bakora Lesota, that the Zvuv in the fly in the plate is considered to be parallel to sota. It's just that one is in food and one is in arayas. The zvuv means susa, because a zvuv is something which is repugnant, which goes to begin, like it says in Gittin. That's why probably zvuv and the word zava are related, or zav or zava, because they're both repugnant things. By the way, he brings out here a very interesting thing in the parentheses. V'gam inyan plukta shor d'sham zvuv v'nivo kamechuvan hanal. There's an interesting machlokas in Gittin Davov. The Machlokas Gittin Davov is what was the sin of the Pilegesh Begiva, who was Pilegesh Begiva was the, I don't know if the sin is the right word, but what shortcoming did she cause her husband to be angry at her? Pilegesh Begiva was a woman who, at the time of Shoftim, was a concubine of a certain individual, as they're passing through the tribe of Binyamin. So they were staying overnight in a certain place, and her whatever quasi husband, I don't know what you call the male spouse of a concubine, but her husband found something and was upset at her, and she ran out of the house, and the people in Binyamin raped her and murdered her, and a whole war ensued as a result subsequently. So the question which the Gemara disturbed has there is, what did she do wrong? So there are two versions of the Gemara. One is that he found a fly in his soup, and he became upset at her, and that's why she ran out. The other is that the minhag in the old days is that women used to shave the private parts of their body, and he found that she had not shaved. So therefore, he was upset about that. So in that machlokas is what went wrong with the Pilegesh Begiva, and it's a similar machlokas. Because there also we find that one interpretation is that something went wrong with the food, and the other interpretation is that something wrong with something with that to do with arayas. The gamin yam plukta d'sham zvuv v'nima, concerning whether it was a fly or a hair, kamachuv v'nanal, it's a similar thing like what we explained before. Nima ritzono ma kechuta sarami taivas arayas. She said that the nima, the hair, is like a hairbreadth of the taiva of arayas. Vusakanto esh bin ores. And that too, even the smallest amount of arayas is already a danger, like fire and sawdust. Vatamahavava, if you just apply fire to sawdust, the whole thing bursts into flames. Vatik, and it says, elu velu divilu kim chayim. Both things occur. Zvu betchila, the first thing which she did wrong, so to speak, is that there was a fly in the food, in the plate. Kider shakosu, like it says by Sota, mi garam lavera, who caused lavera, Sota, yain, shua kodim, which comes first. Below hikbid, but he wasn't upset so much about the fly in the soup, because that could happen by accident. Rakanima was upset when he found her unshaven, because that couldn't have been an accident. That was obviously carelessness. So that is much more severe, also in terms of the halakha on Torah, because the Sota's iniquity is far greater than that of a nazir. If a nazir does something wrong, he just transgresses a lot. If a Sota does something wrong, she transgresses a chiyuv misa. So there in Gittin, the machlokas about what went wrong with Pilegesh Begiva is in essence, what Avera was the root cause of this terrible tragedy in Am Yisrael later, which had to do with the tribe of Binyamin had committing this grave sin, and the great civil war, which resulted as a result, in which the tribe of Binyamin was almost annihilated, because everybody was so upset at Binyamin. So the Gemara is saying that it emanated from the Yetzer Hara. What the Yetzer Hara did it emanate from? The regular derech in which the Yetzer Hara works. First the smaller thing, which is the taiva for food, and here expressed by the fact that there was the fly in the soup, and then the greater thing, which is the arayas issue, here expressed by the hair which he found. And in any event, what we mean by this is that these arayas, these taivas are connected, one leads to the other, and therefore one has to eradicate, work on eradicating both, one after the other. Shelo rosa gargonus. So back, getting back to Elisha, one is that she didn't see any flies. What does it mean, there was no flies? Why do flies come? Flies only land where they perceive there to be an animal. So if a fly lands on you, it means the fly doesn't see you as being a holy individual, but it sees you as being an animal. So therefore, from the fact that there was no fly around his plate, it must be that when he didn't eat like an animal. He didn't eat with gluttonous glee or whatever. Vagasha taiva, a feeling of lust for the food, gufani, some physical lust for the food. Umizevino gamkin, for this you understood also, al taiva shnia, that the other taiva, in other words, of arayas, also was not present within him, and he was in each quarter across the board. That's one approach there. V'chanam, and the other approach is lehefech, the exact opposite. Shlo rosa keri, she didn't see any emissions in his bed. the koshkin taiva shnia, and kava chomer, that he didn't have this other taiva, which is the taiva of eating. Ukaseder chazal, like chazal say, if you rectify the taiva of arayas, surely you rectify the taiva of eating already. Russian rishon, and the other way, which in which she saw that there was no fly, is kaseder atera, she just made the assumption that if he was able to conquer taivas when it came to eating, even though she had no proof positive, logically she concluded that this ish kadosh, this holy person, didn't have any taivas when it came to arayas as well. So how does one rectify these taivas? The takana klali for taiva is a general principle to avoid taiva who ate takana torah is dealing with tova. Kamosha kasavnu l'makamachin, like we wrote in some place else, our pasuk on the pasuk says, v'eitz chayim taiva ba. Bring the eitz chayim to your taivas. What's the eitz chayim? Torah. Bring the torah to your taivas in order to defeat them. V'losha Rambam b'yichos yisurei biya, and the language which the Rambam uses in halachos of yisurei biya, is that she'ein ha-taivas mitzuyos, taivas only prevail, el v'lei ponei divrei torah, when the heart is empty of divrei torah. Now, there are two interpretations in this Rambam. One is rational, that lust and idle thoughts come into a heart which is empty. In other words, if you're daydreaming and you're not thinking about things of significance, then things of insignificance pop in. The other interpretation is mystical, that when one learns Torah and has thoughts of Torah fill one's heart, that flushes and cleanses one's heart, and then there are no thoughts of taiva which come into that heart at that time. And that's why we wash our hands before we eat, an allusion to the fact that we want to pour the water of Torah on our hands in order to take away any possible lust. Like I explained before in paragraph one. However, the two things are, it's true that the two things are linked. And therefore, the converse is also true. If the heart is full of taiva, of lust, and desire for this world, Torah can't get into the heart. But just like Torah prevents the lust from getting into the heart, the lust prevents the Torah from getting into the heart. If you are so preoccupied with these daydreams of Averus, then in fact the Torah has no room to get into your heart. Like it says, in the 48 ways that Torah is acquired in Pirkei Avos, one of them is mil tanuk, diminishing the amount of pleasure which one seeks. Why? Because too much pleasure doesn't allow the Torah to get in. Like it says, every day makes it more than tamu chacham. If a person makes himself like a tamu chacham, then he'll grow greater in lavna. Nonetheless, dovers their way to rishon l'takin atzlo taivos libo. Even though it's hard to get the very Torah into the heart, when the heart is full of taivos, you have to try. And this is primary. Shakol talibon, everything has to do with rectifying one's heart from the Eitz Hara. And therefore, Amoret also lechol basar, koshkos b'psachim. It's saying that Amoret is forbidden to eat meat. Ki amru, because they said, ain't simcha lebasar. What causes the most joy? Meat. Yeah? What kind? Barbecue, right? So, and therefore, and Amoret is forbidden to eat meat. The zel tokef hatanu, because it is the greatest amount of pleasure. Lekach also, therefore, it's forbidden because it will remove all possibility of acquiring Torah for this poor Amoret. Rakat hamukhacham amugdar imenu. Only hamukhacham whose heart is already full of Torah, and therefore the meat will not serve to deaden his heart. Such an individual is allowed to eat meat. In order, on the contrary, like we said before, if your heart is driven to Torah, then the hana, the words, the pleasure of olam hazeh, will just enhance your focus and concentration and capability of learning Torah properly. That's one suggestion to diminish taivas. Torah. Her eitzah shniyah, the second suggestion is mesinus. Now, I'm not sure exactly how to translate mesinus into English. It's kind of a cross between deliberation and slow pace. To do something masun means to do something with consideration and deliberation and slowly. So it means that a person should not eat too fast. Very interesting thing. Ki yisod tokef ha-taiva, the fundamental, underlying foundation of the strength and power of a taiva is hamahirus, is the haste. Why? Shirotza livlo, he wants to swallow. Ulashlin tavos ochish, he wants instant gratification. He wants immediately to fulfill his taiva. In other words, immediacy and haste is very often, not always, sometimes there's reason not deeming the mitzvahs, reason to mitzvahs as soon as they can, but very often the haste and the drive to do things is part of the taiva involved in it. I couldn't find the Gemara inside. He doesn't cite the daf here, but he says if one, what it means, the way he wants us to interpret it, is that if one is planted, it cuts off the feet of the butchers and the feet of those who have relations with women who are nidos. Now again, I don't know what the context of the Gemara is because I couldn't find it when I looked at this afternoon. But what he means to say is that the tia, being planted in one spot, and not being overly hasty cuts off the two major taivas. Shame, shame, taivas, or shield, sunny squirrels. Why? Because katsvaya, butchers have to do with food. And bowling needles have to do with arias. And these curry, my boy, meters, which come primarily from haste. Vamuzan, chazal, sir, bechulin, shatura, limda, derech eretz. When the Torah required shchita, tosas, derech eretz. Shleyocha, odam, boser, elabazmona. Person's got to prepare himself to eat meat. He can't just go and jump in and eat meat. Right. You have to prepare it. Now, it's interesting because the more it happens to be a fact of nature that the more, how should we say, the greater the delicacy, the more the preparation time. Now, we see that as being a natural thing. It makes sense, right? If you want to have something which is delicate, a delicacy, you have to spend more time making it. But in essence, there's also a mystical illusion in that process, which is that in order to be able to properly consume something which is a luxury or a delicacy, you have to prepare yourself more with more kedusha. Otherwise, it's not justified. You have no right to eat something which is on a high level of luxury unless you yourself are able to be Ovid Hashem and prepare yourself to dedicate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on that high level of luxury. V'loshon Chachamim in Reish Brachot. It's a very interesting proof that you bring down here. He says, V'loshon Chachamim in the beginning of Brachot says, V'chol Achilos Hashem, and ever the Gemara there mentions eating. The Gemara there speaks about a lot of people, says, at the beginning of the first part of Brachot, it says, many different shiurim for when supper is. Why? Because the Gemara there wants to draw a link between when supper is and when you can read Kriya Shema of the nighttime. So the Gemara there says, Mishua that this group nichnosim lechol. So it's like, what does it mean nichnosim lechol? They come in to eat. It says, but all the groups mentioned there, they come in to eat. Nichlas lechol, nichnosim lechol. What does it mean they come in to eat? What does the Gemara mean to signify by this? It means to signify, b'chol achil l'sham nichlas nichnosim lomai tells, shetzorich kinisa v'achara when he's entering and preparation l'achila for eating, v'achila v'achila is ani. And even by the meal of a poor person, Isa Shem, it says there, Loshon Nichnas, that he comes in. V'gam b'achilas truma, eating even when you eat truma, which is already holy. V'shal Shabbos. And when even when you eat a Shabbos meal, which is also holy, Shem achilas mitzvah, which are eating, which are a mitzvah. Nehemar says also over there, Brochus Ganki Nichnasim, that you go in. Shal Tzrichin Achona, they require preparation. V'lochilas Arai, and it cannot be a, achilas Arai literally mean a temporary meal or a snack. But here it means it cannot be a snack grabbed in haste. Like a person who is gluttonous. A shechote vochel who grabs and eats very quickly. Umashakosab ervin, now which it says in ervin, chatof echol. There is a word that says chatof echol, grab and eat, chatof obrich, grab and bench. Niret, it seems, ki yesh chilukim b'nei odom. There are different types of people. Shemish yukvar oduk v'dovuk v'machshol v'osob b'divei Torah. Someone is already connected and cleaves in his thoughts b'divei Torah. Oz yechote vochel. Then he can grab and eat. Dugmas behilule, like people do in a chasna. They grab and they eat. Shemitzkar Shem Chulvan, why? Because the Greek intent is inyan, the matter that achar she'osuk b'sim, I'm sorry, shemwai, I misread that line. Shemitzkar Shem Chulvan, why does one grab and eat a chasa? Shem Chulvan, the matter is inyan achar because of a completely different reason. She'osuk b'sim chasa. Really at a chasa, a person wants to be misameach. So he grabs, allegedly, he wants to be misameach. So he grabs and eats quickly, he eats quickly so he can get back to the business at hand, which is be misameach chasa v'kala. However, in the middle, he grabs a bite here and there to eat. So too, a person who is full of Torah can quickly go and grab a bite to eat, because there's no room to suspect that his heart will be for the purpose of taivas levavo. And a person can be sure that he's only connecting to Torah and avodas Hashem. Now, they say that the lunch of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, this is written in his biography, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's lunch was 3 minutes long every day. And Israel lunches the main meal. So what? That he was obviously in a very high madriga. And his eating was for him a distraction. Since it was a distraction, he wanted to get back to learning as quickly as possible. So therefore, he just grabbed and went back. But for us, who are not in such a high madriga, and our quest is not every moment of the day to learn as much Torah as we possibly can, and our eating is not exactly generally l'shem shemayim as much as it should be either. It's generally in order to feel better or keep our physical selves healthy as opposed to our spiritual selves. For us, it's better to eat fully because that in and of itself breaks the taiva. Because taiva demands as much as possible gratification as soon as possible. It breaks our taiva somewhat if you eat slower and you do not give in to that concept of immediate gratification. Okay, if you ever in a yeshiva or cafeteria, or especially yeshiva cafeteria, and you'll see how kids run and grab food. And I'm sure, you know, in secular institutions it's much worse. But you see what taiva is at work. Now, these kids, they're not running because they want to get back to the base medrash. They're running because they just want to get to the front of the line and get that food as soon as possible. What difference does it make? Another minute, another two. But that's the difference. That's the yetzahara. The taiva is the drive to gratify oneself as soon as possible. Okay, let's turn the page. Hashulchan doinu l'mizbeach. A table is analogous to an altar. Can isa shuli chagiga, like it says in the end of Sechta Chagiga. Ubehefech isa b'avos, and it says also in avos, the exact opposite. There are two people who ate, and then talked the Yivrei Torah. Zibche meisim, their food is considered to be like korbanos, given over to death. And death here is avodah zarah. It's a euphemism. Kmosh kosa per kama chulin, says the same thing in the first parent chulin. Vahainu, he says the pshat. What does it mean? That food can either be like a korban for Hashem, or a korban for avodah zarah. Ki anoa sheyesh lo'ora min ha-machal, the enjoyment which a person has from food, if it enters his divine soul, and that portion of divinity which is in him, in other words, every Jew is granted, of course, a special spark of divinity and kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nature of the Jewish soul. That we have this neshama, which is so kadosh, that it's described as chelak eloka mimal, as something which comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connects the person with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainuk shum makir, in other words, when a person eats to keep that part of oneself alive, when he recognizes that God created this food and keeps a person alive, and gives him, sustains him, and keeps constantly gives him life, and also puts an individual taste and pleasure, and gives an individual yearning, she's avalo, to desire food, v'sheyitim bo tam, so then tasting a good taste, v'sheyosi pekoko v'chiyuso, and give it more strength and life. Ukshemakir shazah kol Hashem Yisbarach, hakorah gmurura, when he recognizes that this all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a clear recognition. Meir balei, this literally puts a light into his heart, b'li hatoyah b'navsho, without any mistake in himself, lachsho b'dimoyah, to think some imaginary thoughts. Derech havorah ba'amo. And he doesn't just think, doesn't even get distracted into thinking differently. Lakar Bura becomes rather clearly recognized by him, inside him, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is for the sake of Hashem. Hinei HaKor HaZu, this recognition in and of itself. Mikrach HaKelek Eloka comes from the part of him which is divine. The Tzad HaToshavu, and the good part within. Also Atzad is Gadar, and that side is strengthened and fortified. Vanoas also Atzad, and the pleasure of that side of the soul, which comes from that recognition, humamish hanoas ha-korban shalomala, it's as if he's bringing a korban. Ki shavu ha-chil himako, because this since that part of the soul, which recognizes that everything is for and from God, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the special divine soul which a Jew has. So when that soul derives pleasure, and we call that soul, so to speak, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself derives pleasure. Because when the part derives pleasure, then the whole is deriving pleasure. Part, because the part is part and parcel of the whole. So again, since we're saying that the part of the soul which recognizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
from parts, so to speak, of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, so therefore, if that part of the soul is satiated and rejoices, it's as if a person was makriva a korban directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person forgets that, when he eats for his own pleasure, to fulfill his lust, this comes from the soul, which the part of the soul which has taivas. And this is the animal part of an individual. And since the part of the soul which is active at a time when a person eats for his lust is his animalistic part, which is very distinct from the holiness which is within him. So therefore, it's as if he's being makriv a korban for that animal part of the soul. And this is literally a korban to death. Why? Because what does life mean? Divinity and holiness. That's why he says, because this power and this talus, is analogous to that which it says, Rishoyim b'chayim kuri mason. Rishoyim, even while they're alive, they're dead. Because what is the true definition of life? Connectedness to God. And what is the true definition of death? Severance from God. So if one is eating the food for the sake of just keeping oneself alive, that's severing oneself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh mitzah, uki v'makiv l'akorban zeh ziv chemesim, and this is ziv chemesim, mamash, I went back, I'm sorry. Shachil su dimayim ba'aba. Our... That person
even though he thinks he's alive, he's just imagining he's alive. He's really dead. That's real death, because the person just severing himself from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vakravazo Zivchei Mesim. And not only is that Zivchei Mesim in the sense that a person is devoting oneself to death, but it's also Vitikrovus Avodah Zorah. It's like he's bringing Avodah Zorah. Shizel Avodah Zorah. What's Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah, idolatry is Hashukhame Hashem Yisbarach. It's forgetting God. No, what's he doing? He's forgetting God as well. Umili Koch Achachutimikar Hashem Yisbarach. He's pursuing another strength, another power, so to speak, other than the power of Hashem. Va'itel Lizet. How does one rectify this? Who shulchan sheish lev divrei Torah is by having divrei Torah on one's table. Shamar Shaba, the light which illuminates Torah, who a mevarer clarifies, shemakish from Hashem Yisbarach, that one should recognize that everything is from Hashem. Ki chachma lashon hakara kayadua, because wisdom is recognition, and therefore the recognition which comes from the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah, is the chachma which gives him chius. It says a chachma techaya ba'aleh. Chachma gives life to those who possess it. Why? What does it mean? It means the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true life, and that's what makes this eating something which is not connected to death, but to life and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo gankin kavanas ha-bracha. This is also why Chazal made a bracha. She'tivu ha'achon mikonam achila before eating. She'en yona ha'akar, it's the recognition. She'ashem yizbaruch hu ha'borei. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the creator. U'mahave machol zeh, and the sustainer of this food. She'yia machol, that it should be food and should be nourishment for mankind. U'lhalos kol ma'achol in detzomech. Now to uplift food which is vegetation. Hu'rak ayidei ha'muna. All that requires is just emuna. What do you mean to uplift? To eat vegetation for the proper purpose only requires emuna. Levai b'Hashem Yisbarach, only emuna, because Baruch Hu, vegetables don't require any preparation to eat. You don't need shechita, right? Even, that's true, vegetables in Eretz Yisrael require trumas and maisos. But in Chutz La'aretz, vegetables and fruit don't require anything, not even shechita. Not even trumas and maisos. So, all they require is a bracha. Levai b'Hashem Yisbarach. By the bracha, mikodem, just through the bracha, before one eats, he realizes that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The vegetation serves its purpose. Therefore, it says, "Emunas in Masechta Shabbos Chazal tells that the pasuk of Yom Emunas is several chosen to a chokhmah for God." The word "emunas" corresponds. Those are six words. The word "emunas" corresponds to the first seder of Mishnayos, which is seder's right. The nikba Masechta Brachos Bechilasa, and Masechta Brachos comes at the beginning of seder's right. That what you need in order to eat Brahim properly is the emunah, that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is expressed by the bracha which comes before we eat. And how do you uplift all vegetation of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ayidei kiyum ha-mitzvos ha-ksuva bohem, by fulfilling the mitzvos which are written by them, which are in Eretz Yisrael, the trumas and maisos and such like. But, and specifically, in that case of Chutz La'aretz, va-bracha mikodeh. This is expressing one's belief that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is anybody's belief, any Jew, right? Because every Jew has emunah, apshuta, akvua, belev, kol ish Yisrael, has the simple, pristine emunah, which is in the heart of each and every Jew. Kvash amru zahazah b'shabbos, like Chazal said himself, b'shabbos, ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. Am Yisrael are ma'minim automatically. We're the descendants of ma'minim. Ma'minim, emunah is in our genes. Even therefore, even in Am Arts is allowed to eat vegetables and fruit. Avachilas b'asa also. And Am Arts is forbidden to eat meat. Rak tamid chachamim, only tamid chacham is allowed to eat meat. Why? Because meat already is a pleasure. Vegetables and fruit are a necessity. Meat is a pleasure. You want to use a pleasure for the sake of heaven, that's much more difficult. To use the bare necessities for the sake of heaven is relatively simple. All you have to know is have is the emunah that it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, make the bracha which devotes it to Hashem, and that's good enough. But you want to use a pleasure for God, that's much more difficult. And therefore, an Amoritz, who has no way of using the pleasure, L'shem Shemaim, is forbidden to eat meat. That's why the Masechta Chulin, which deals with shechting and processing meat, even for the normal, everyday eating, is also in Seder Kodshim. Because theoretically, meat should only be permissible to those people who maintain kedusha even in their law in their secular lives. Dainu shishukhana damu zbeh, who make their tables analogous to altars. Va'abasar she'ochal, then the meat which they eat, this karban, is like a karban. U'basar kodesh, as if it's holy meat. V'davar ze'u rakai de divrei Torah, and this can only be through divrei Torah. K'moshe kasuk she'chara beis hamikdash, like it says, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, and a kosh baruch hu subsequently in his world, eladalet amos mishol halacha. A kosh baruch hu only has subsequently the four amos in which halacha is kept. In other words, when a man's table becomes the four amos of halacha, in other words, it becomes a kiddush Hashem, as huna said dugmas beis hamikdash. Then, in lieu of the meat being brought as a korban the beis hamikdash, his own table becomes like the beis hamikdash, umizbeach, and like an altar. Umashu ochel, and that which he eats, hu dugmas hakohanim. He's analogous to the kohanim who eat korbanos. Just like the Kohanim get their meat from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, from the Mizbeach, from the Korbanos of Am Yisrael, so too his meat is part of a figurative Korban. Shachelev v'adam. And why? Because the fat and the blood. Which is the primary life force in the food, and the lust which an individual has, right? Blood and fat represent two things. They represent the life force in the object, that's the blood, and the fat represents the physical pleasure. Like fat comes from a lot of eating. Sweet. Those of us who are fat know. So in any event, so it comes from a physical pleasure, and therefore what we say is that when we give a carbon, we bring a carbon, the chelev and dam are the parts which go on the mizbeach. What do we mean to say? That all of the life force represented by the blood and all of the physical pleasure which we have in this world, represented by the chelev, go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, we don't have a mizbeach anymore. But by acting with our meat and with the food which we eat as if it's a korban, in other words, eating it l'shem shamayim, then it's as if the fat and the blood have been brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'al HaShem Yitzbarach, ayyadei divrei Torah. Why through divrei Torah? Shenim shul eish, because divrei Torah are analogous to fire. And what is the fire here analogous to? Shu eish hamaracha, the fire of the mizbeach. By recognizing in one's, through one's Torah, that God is he who gives life force in the food, and he who gives the desire for the food to man, and taste for this food, the kind of nafsho, through all this, a person comes close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and is eating is like a korban. Now, let's just do a little bit further for tonight. By eating even one food, the Suda Akas B'Shavua, and one meal in the week, or Suda Shabbos, or even the Suda Shabbos, which is one meal of the week, She'ochel B'Kavana Ru'uya, by eating that one food or that one meal for the proper purpose, L'Kavod Shamayim, for the sake of heaven, U'Lahalos Kokos Nevesh HaBahemos L'Hashem Yisbarach, and to use all these animal forces, which of course eating and drinking and all that are, for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mis'alim Kol Ma'acholim, it has the power to schlep along, and bring all the food, basuda shalom, and all the meals during that week to a level of l'shem shamayim, even if the rest of the meals of the week he didn't do it right. Kedera shakos v'chachmei emes, like the Mekubalim said, the same idea, b'tfilaso, concerning davni. Shayedei tfila achas, it's the Mekubalim said, I was already told this in sixth grade, I remember very distinctly, we had a substitute Rebbe one day, and he came in and drew on the board, he said, you know how davening works? He said, you draw a whole series of zeros. And if you daven one davening properly, then it puts a one in front of all those zeros. That was the analogy he gave. And that's what everybody understands how that works? You know, like a zero, 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 and then you put a one at the end. Okay. So then the Mekubalim said that's what the Mekubalim said about davening. One davening properly brings all of the davenings up. It says the, what? So it says that the Baal Shem Tov once came to a shul, and he said that it's very difficult to understand there. It's very crowded. So he said, it's very empty, there's almost nobody here. So he said, there are many tefillos here which never made it up to heaven. So, but one tefillah properly can bring up kol tefillos, tefillos shekol shana, can uplift, drag along all the possible tefillos of the entire year. Utfila dugmas korbanos, v'chein achila. And the tefillah is like korbanos, and so too is eating. I'm going to skip the parentheses, and I'm going to skip the next sentence too, because I'm not sure exactly what it's referring to. Ki be'emes lamito, because in truth, kol achilo shel ish Yisraeli, everything a Jewish person eats to dugmas hakorbanos, is like a korban. Why? Because a Jew is in the world for Torah and mitzvahs, and a Jew is kodesh. So therefore, anything a Jew eats is really a korban. But Nebuch, not every Jew realizes that. A person doesn't think that it's really a korban, that he's holy and he's fortifying himself, and that really whatever he eats is a korban. Who dugmas yashin, because the person sleeps. Kederesh Kos, like it says, b'shuv Hashem eshivat tzionin kecholmin. When God returns us to Tzion, we realize that all these years are in Golos was like a bad dream. V'ke'inuch denayim abuch shivim shonim, nebuch, they're people who sleep 70 years through their entire life. Shemi meish noseinu bohem. K'she'enu mis'orem mitademis hazman, a person doesn't wake up from the slumber of time. Ha'reu kiyoshin, then he's like sleeping. K'she'enu osu yisurim mamish, could be he's not doing any yisurim. A person could just be sleeping like sleep in some time where you're not doing mitzvahs or averes. So a person goes through 70 years, not doing any yisurim, but not doing mitzvahs properly. Mamish, rakbet, he's doing things which are permissible. And this it says in Sechta Avodah Zorah, Yochel Igara Atzon B'Sheino. Can a person tempt himself by going to sleep? No. What does sleep mean? Sleep means dulling of the senses. And it doesn't mean doing something usher. It just means not functioning fully with mitzvahs. The Isan it says, I'm skipping the parentheses again, Yoshe Bato, somebody who sits idly, Kiyoshin Dami. Same thing like sleeping.
Why don't, if you do sleep in the kavana, that you strengthen your body?
No, right, of course, if you sleep, he's talking about a person who's awake, when he's awake, he's sleeping. He's saying the Gemara is alluding to the fact that a person, when it says a person shouldn't attempt himself to sleep, it means a person shouldn't go through life, even when he's awake sleeping, in other words, not being sensitive to constantly make himself holier and doing more mitzvahs. As it says, Isa Yoshe Bato Ki Yoshe Dami. Somebody who sits idly and does nothing, it's just like he's sleeping. However, when a person one time arouses himself from that sleep, a person can rectify all of his slumber. His slumber can be a slumber of nevuah, retroactively. Why? Because we see by Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu says he had a tardema gedola by the Bris Ben Absorim, that was a slumber of nevuah. Kid Isa Bracious Rabbah, the Sholosh tardema say, Yeshon nevuah, the slumber of nevuah as well. Kid Isa Aidea Chila, the Yesh Kiyaz Nevuah by the Achil of Mashiach. Then one's food and drink can serve to bring one to Nevuah. Kavash Kos by Yitzchak, like it says by Yitzchak, that he asked Esav to bring him the food in order that he should be inspired in order to give the brachas. V'chein kol taivas de heter. And the same thing is true about any type of heter. Ki'inyon kinagin amenagin. It said, when did Shol get Ruach HaKadosh? When they played instruments in front of him. He had a classical music concert and he became a Navi. Like it says in the Gemara, Rabba pasach mili de b'zichuto, and Rabba wanted to say shir. First he told over jokes. Why? Rakshu zenikra chaka shimcha shal mitzvah. You could start with something which is pleasure of this world, but he do it l'shem shamayim, and he do it to inspire yourself and make yourself happier and make yourself more functional and give yourself optimum sensitivity and awareness and arousal, then that itself becomes a simcha shel mitzvah. K'shosa chakach mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah as a result, ayideh zeh, through this permissible pleasure. Ha-simcha v'zichus of cho ano shalom hazeh, and in that way, the joy and the jokes and all the pleasures of this world, mis'alos gamano azu, these pleasures also become leo simcha shel mitzvah. V'chein kol shemitzor pamachas, and if you awaken yourself once, yuchol halos kol masav, you can uplift all of your deeds, shel heter, which are permissible, v'divir shus, and not a mitzvah, but not an isra shalasa, which you did. V'yitzor chlom, it goes without saying, that ma'isa mitzvahs v'lo kavona v'chiyus, that ma'isa mitzvahs which are done without intent, without life force, can also be uplifted. Mikodem, all that which you did previously can be uplifted. Ayidei she'oso sa pamachers. By doing it one time in chius with life force for kavanos shem shemaim. Of Yosef Achilas is especially true by eating. She dugmas are kavanos which is similar to kavanos. The vachila goreres gachila. The eating will drag along the other eating leos kmosa. If one eats once l'shem shemaim during the entire week, you can make all the rest of the eating l'shem shemaim. I will continue next week.